Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we confess that we need you. We confess, God, that our own efforts have not produced anything. Lord, we confess this morning that it's not by our might or our power, but it's by your Spirit, says the Lord. God, we confess this morning our inability to produce the kingdom of God. Lord, we confess this morning that our soul will not bring forth that which is born only of the Spirit. And Lord, we ask for a move of your Spirit within us, God. Father, that no longer would we operate by who we've been or what we've known, but Lord, we will plug into heaven and we will begin to move with a new wineskin. We'll begin to move, God, with your thoughts, with your ways, God, your purposes in our lives, God. That no longer will we be a selfish, self-motivated church. But God, we will die to ourselves, Lord. We will come to the cross because that's where the power is, Lord. There is no power until we go to the cross, Lord. And Father, there's resurrection power when we die to ourselves. God, we've wanted to avoid that death. We've wanted to avoid the death to our selfish desires. We've wanted to avoid the death process, God. But there is no other way to resurrection except by laying our lives on the altar. And Father, I pray today, God, that you would hover over us, Lord Jesus, and that you would create order out of the chaos of our lives. God, that you would create your presence, God, within us. And God, we would rise to a new life today. Father, we'd come out of ourselves and come into you, Lord God. Father, I apologize to you that the church has been impotent, God, that the church has not had the power. We've had it, but we've not known it, and we've not operated in it, God. Forgive us, Lord, for being soulish, Lord, and trying to produce the kingdom out of the flesh. Father, we ask today for your power. We ask today for your presence in our lives. There is no other way. There is no other way, God. We cannot do it without you. And so we call upon you this morning to invade our space with your presence.
Yes, yes.
And God, to rearrange us, to change us, that we might be the church that is full of power and glory, God, that has the word of the Lord in every situation, Father. Thank you, Lord, for a move of your Spirit this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Pastor Joe, you want to say anything? Just go for it. Okay. Some of you know I'm Regina Schenck, and I lead the State Prayer Network for the state of Missouri. And we have 10 regions and 114 counties. And our goal is to mobilize prayer to advance the kingdom of God in our state, in our sphere of authority. And so we've seen a lot of wonderful things happen in our state because of prayer. We've seen a lot of wonderful things happen because people have decided it has to be done by the Spirit. And you know, when you look in the Word of God and you look at the impossibility of doing the miraculous. How many of you have done that? I've looked at the miraculous call that we're to move in miracles, and I'm like, I can't do that. Can you? And yet God says to do it. Now, why would he tell us to do something that's impossible? Because it has to be done by him. And it's done by the Spirit. And I believe the more we get on our faces before God and the more we realize we don't have it in us, that then God can come and resurrect within us his power. And I've been crying out for the power of God. I had a dream just a week or two ago. And how many of you believe in visions and dreams? I cry out for them. I need to hear from that other realm. Do you know what I'm saying? We live in a fallen culture. We live in a culture where people are negative. And they're looking at their circumstances and judging their lives by circumstances rather than living out of another kingdom. And we are not members of a culture, although we are, but we don't have to live that way. But we are subjects of a new kingdom. And that kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. Well, I want to hear from heaven. And so I think we have to position ourselves to hear from heaven. If we're just going through life and we're just continuing to be busy, 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 then we're so busy that God has no way of invading our space. And sometimes we have to take some time to sit before the throne of God and get ourselves quiet so we can hear from him. And I want to do that more. How about you? I just want to do that more. Because when God invades my space with his presence and his word, my life changes. And I don't like to go to meetings. Do you? I don't like to go to meetings where God isn't there, number one, and my life isn't changed, number two. And so if I'm going to get together with the body of Christ, I would like to see eternal change. And so I'm not very good at going to church and sitting in a pew and listening to a sermon that has nothing to do with my life. And you're probably the same way. And so I'm looking for the presence of God. I'm looking for Him to impact my life. And I had a dream just recently. And in the dream, you thought I forgot, didn't you? Anyway, in the dream, I had invaded the enemy's camp. Kind of like Gideon did. He sent some spies into the camp to see what the enemy was doing. Well, in this dream, I'm in the enemy's camp, and I'm listening. I'm listening to the people around me, and they are against Christians, and they're laughing, and they're mocking us. And they're saying, you know, those Christians, they try real hard, but they sure are not very accurate. You know, the word they were trying to get was combat, and they got convict. They got the first part, but they didn't get the last part. And you know, they're trying, but, you know, ha, 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 they haven't got it yet. And just mocking us because of our inaccuracy. And I was listening, you know, in on this dream, and I was there, and they thought I was with them, and I wasn't, but I was listening to them. And they were mocking us. And they were making fun of our inability to be accurate with the gifts of the Spirit. You know, when you get a word of knowledge, let's get the word of knowledge. Let's get it all. When you get a vision, let's get it all. You know, let's get it all. And how do we get it all? We seek and we find. You know, I think we get a little bit from heaven and we're happy with that. Hallelujah. I heard from God. Yeah, you got part of it. And I know we only prophesy in part, but we've got to press in there and get the rest of it. And then the rest of the dream, there was a second part of the dream. I was still in the enemy's camp, and I went over and I sat down next to a girl on the couch. And she was from Egypt, and there's nothing against people from Egypt. But she represented the whole Egyptian thing that we're fighting in America. And we just had Bill Sudeth in, and he was teaching us that the roots of Islam, the way Islam came into America was because of Freemasonry. That sowed the seeds for then Islam to come and to have root in our nation. And so in the dream, she looked at me and said, if you ever defeat me, you've got it made. And I knew that was a word from the Lord, that we had to finish up an assignment that God had given us in the state of Missouri. And so we're going to do that. We're going to finish that assignment.